Hey, welcome to our Intentional Living Center today. Dr. Randy Carlson, Andrew's helping out today. Thank you, Andrew and Stephen, our producer and the rest of the team. Love you guys. Welcome to a place where we have one goal, and that's today that you would experience your life today the way God intended. And he wants to give you a hope and a future, right? And we want you to experience that maybe even though you're not experiencing it so much. If you hang around our ministry at all, listen to our stations at all, you know that we talk a lot about this thing called experience hope. Now, that's more than just a slogan or a tagline for the ministry. It really is at the core of what we believe, that we can experience hope. And so we talk about it. Now we want to hear about it from you. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to open the phone line. We're live here today, and I'm going to open the phone line and ask you, when have you in your life, your marriage, your family, maybe your finances, or your personal life, when have you experienced hope? And in turn, it caused you to live intentionally by faith. And what happened in your life as a result? That's what we want to talk about. Why? Because we want to hear your story, obviously. But there's someone traveling around the country today, maybe in the cold, and trying to clean up after all the bad storms or what have you. And they're feeling pretty hopeless just in life, and they need some encouragement, and one of the best ways to hear your story. Phone line is open at 888-888-1717 to be a part of our conversation here today. 888-888-1717. What is hope? What is faith? What does it all mean? I'm going to get to that in just a moment, and we're going to give you a lot of encouragement. 888-888-1717.
Has brought me back to life, basically. That is through God's promises through Scripture. About 3 years ago, I became a Christian. I was very lost, and I was struggling and figuring out what I was supposed to do with the rest of my life. And when I became a Christian, God's Word just completely captured my heart and brought me so much hope. The most important Scripture to me is Jeremiah 29:11. And that has just brought me through all the challenges that I have faced before. I failed college. I was struggling just in direction, and he brought me back. And through his promises, I'm happy to say today that, you know, I have direction in my life, and I am back at school on the dean's list, which is, you know, it's just amazing that his plans are to prosper and not to harm us and to give us hope in the future. And that has just brought me so much joy. I can't thank him enough for that hope that he's given me. I'm at this point in my life right now where I have to make a lot of big decisions. I have to decide about jobs or where I'm going to go to grad school. And I just know wherever he's going to lead me that it's going to be to prosper me and not to harm me, and that I'm going to have a prosperous future because of what he's promised. And I have no idea where that's going to be, but I just have hope in him that he'll just continue to guide me and give me the answers, and I know that he will, because he hasn't failed me yet. So,
amen. Kathleen, my dear young lady, I love that you're learning early about the power of living and experiencing hope in Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 that faith, listen how this is put, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things that we cannot see. It's put this way, that hope is confidence, sure expectation, and joyful anticipation of a future goal that is grounded in the promises, in this case, of Jesus Christ, and faith. See, that leads to faith, and faith leads to action. The Bible is very clear to us that faith without works is dead. So when we have hope, hope should lead to faith, and faith should lead to not sitting on our hands, but trusting him, stepping out, doing the next right one thing. Living intentionally, that's what we teach. Live intentionally. You might feel like you're under a burden, feeling hopeless with your finances. And maybe you dug your own pit. I mean, that's possible, right? But your hope is in Christ, and now by faith you're going to step out, not just wait, but step out and be intentional. This may be in your marriage, it may be in your health, that you're continuing to move, trusting God, taking the next step. You know, it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica, asking for grace and peace upon them. And then he says, we always thank God for all of you and pray for you constantly as we pray for our God and Father about you. We think of your faithful work, your loving deeds, and the enduring hope you have because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so our hope is in him. That's a given, right? If we're a follower of Christ, and then experiencing hope is really a stepping out and living by faith intentionally. When have you experienced hope and leading to faith and leading to whatever's happened in your life? We want to hear your story. 888-888-1717. Mike is up first in Arizona. Hey, Mike. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How about yourself?
Terrific. Thank you.
You're great.
When have you experienced hope, my friend?
Well, I've experienced a whole bunch of it, but I think to kind of sum up some of the biggest experiences that I've had that have given me hope is I'm 7+ years sober. Got sober here in Tucson after serving prison time and being homeless on the streets of Tucson, Arizona. I also gave up custody of my daughter when she was 1.5 years old because of my addiction. And through a relationship with Jesus and God, through the work that I've done on myself, you know, I stand here today 7+ years sober, listening to you guys. I'm a longtime listener. I love what you do. I love the message of intentionality and just being present. The way I've been able to show up now in my family's life over the last 7 years sober has been tremendous. My relationship with God, my walk with God every day has allowed me to stay sober. I got a really good job here after years of self-sabotage and being homeless and not having employment at all. Bought myself a home. I'm in my daughter's life today. She's 17 years old. She's a junior in high school. She lives in New Mexico. I travel there often to see her. And I listen to you guys every day. And I know there's people out there. I prayed right before I came on here to touch one person's heart. You know, I know there's somebody out there today that can hear my message of hope, of resilience, of everything that I've been through, that, you know, they're probably going through something similar. I know that's how God works in my life, at least. You know, people are put in my path that need to be. And so I just hope that somebody out there can hear this story of basically resurrection and, you know, what I've been able to do with my life since I got sober.
Listen, we got people listening exactly today who need to hear what you said, Mike, because they're feeling they're at the bottom right now and they feel hopeless. What was the turning point? What happened? What made you turn from where you were to where you are today?
I walked in a Circle K to rob it, and I put a mask on down on Broadway and Euclid, and something came over me and said, don't do it. And I walked out of that Circle K that day, and the next morning I started knocking on people's doors and asking them if I could do yard work to earn a little money. A college kid paid me $8 and I cleaned his whole yard for about 6-7 hours. I was able to buy myself some food that day for the first time in quite a long time. Felt good about that. You know, I wasn't stealing. I wasn't doing things that I shouldn't be doing to get money. And that started me down this journey of feeling good about myself, about, you know, taking care of myself, taking responsibility, personal responsibility for my actions previously, writing those actions, developing my walk with God. And the biggest thing is the relationship with God. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's been tough times since I got sober, but what I can tell you is walking closely with God and leaning into him in these toughest times has gotten me through, you know, the death of my aunt, other family members around me that have passed away or left. You know, my dad passed away when I was in prison. My mom passed away at St. Mary's Hospital when I was in my addiction. And in fact, I was asked to leave the night she passed because I was getting high in the bathroom.
Wow. So here you are. Here you are 7 years later. You have a house. You're reconnecting with your family. You're walking with the Lord. You're experiencing hope. You're experiencing 100%. Hope. I mean, that's what Mike is experiencing. He's experiencing hope. Hope is not passive. Hope is given. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says to us very clearly that hope leads to faith, and faith is what we need to act on. And that's exactly what Mike did. He was at the bottom, and he was at a strategic moment in his life. He walked into a 7-Eleven, apparently, ready to do evil, to do bad. And the Holy Spirit tapping on his shoulder or something happened in his life that said, hey, this isn't the direction I want to take, because he knew where that was going to lead, I'm sure. He made a different decision. And you may be listening today and you're feeling pretty hopeless. A lot of the music that we play on our network of stations is designed to encourage you to hang in there, to keep moving, to not give up, right? And that's a lot of the hope that we talk about. But maybe today you're saying, you know, like Mike, I need to make a decision. Maybe it's talking to your pastor, getting into a church, talking to a counselor. Maybe it's falling on your knees before God and say, I'm done with this. That I want my hope in you, and I want to experience it and start walking by faith. Now, that was 7 years ago for Mike. It's not going to happen overnight. But taking that first step, it's one of the reasons this ministry exists here at Intentional Life Media. We want you to experience your life as Mike is now experiencing his life the way God intended. Now, obviously, Mike started later in the game and had some big challenges he had to get over, and others not so much, but that's okay wherever you are today. The fact is, you can begin that race today. You can begin that journey today by saying, you know, Lord Jesus, I'm done trying to do this myself. I choose to give my life to you today. But like Mike, I'm sure the story goes, getting connected with other people, finding support, getting plugged in. There are ministries that are available. There's churches that love you. And of course, our network 24 hours a day, we love you and want the best for you. Our chaplain's praying with you. That's what this ministry is all about. Maybe like Mike today, you want to experience hope. If you have, like Mike, maybe your story's different. Every story's different. Every life's different. Tell us about your journey to experiencing hope. 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
An emotionally weak person, when you're around them, you feel like you're walking on eggshells. There's that sense of, if I say something, or if I do something, or if I respond in a certain way, I'm walking on eggshells and they could crack. And so there's a sense of carefulness, being careful around this person. It could be that there's an overreaction to normal life situations. That's what I often will do when I'm feeling fearful or anxious. I'll overreact to little things, and Donna can tell you that. I'll overreact to them. And we all have these kinds of things, right? Another way you can see if a person is struggling with their emotions is, you know, when they're calling you on the phone and you see the caller ID, maybe you hesitate before you answer the phone.
Yes, indeed. Walking on eggshells, emotionally weak people you love, right? But they're just struggling. I use that pretty strong phrase to say they're emotionally weak. We could use words like fragile. But at the end of the day, you know, if you say the wrong thing or push the wrong button, things aren't going to be what you want. And you love them and you're connected with them, and for different, it could be at work, it could be in your family. How do you love them? Listen. That's the featured lesson for our member site today. It's been this whole month of January, and we're about getting to the end here. It's available up on our website in the member site, members only, and you have the code to get in there. If you don't, let us know if you're a member or join us. We just love on our members, those who are part of the journey with us and helping just make sure we continue to do what we do through your financial support. You can call us at 888-888-1717. during West Coast business hours or go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. And man, God bless you. We really appreciate your support. Every dollar makes a difference. And we don't borrow money around here to do this. We just take what comes in and says, Lord, use it to get back out through radio, podcasting, events, and things to make a difference in people's lives.
Hi, my name is Justin. I'm just so thankful for stations like yours, just to be able to hear what God is doing in people's lives and just to share what God has done in my life. I came from the pit my whole life, selling drugs, had the love of money, the lustful heart, just selfish, just only cared about myself and the next dollar. I missed out on so much life. I fell into depression and felt hopeless. I prayed God to just take me away, take me out of this world. And he did, but not in the way that I was asking. He gave me a new start, a new life. Hope. He gave me hope because I have hope in Jesus. I'm just so grateful for what he's doing in my life, and I'm living intentionally to become more Christ-like and to live like Christ and to be an example of Christ to other people so they can see the love of Jesus in me. They could feel the love of the Holy Spirit through me. I just am so grateful to be able to be used by God. And now I have a testimony that could touch lives and change people's hearts and minds and to focus them in on Christ. Now I go out and I minister and I spread the gospel. I spread the good news and pray for the sick and pray for the hopeless and the lost.
Thank you, Justin. What a story. You know, many of us can't relate to the circumstances of their story, the situations of their story, but we can relate to the hope of the story. Because we all live by hope. I mean, that's it. Martin Luther made this statement. Everything that is done in this world is done by hope. Hope in something. Hope in self. Hope in your money. Hope in what? In our case, as followers of Christ, it comes back to hope in God. That's the key. Join in. What's been your hope story? What is it that you've experienced hope and turned to faith and made a difference in your life? Maybe not as dramatic as we've heard so far, but every story matters and every story is unique. 888-888-1717. To that end, let's go to Texas. Megan, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there. I hear the kids.
Oh, yes.
How many children do you have?
I have four, three that are living and one that is in heaven.
Wow. Is that what you want to talk about?
So you were talking about having a hope-filled life.
Yes.
Honestly, for me, having faith in what Jesus did for me on the cross, I have a hope that I'll see my son again in the future. He passed away shortly after he was born. And it was the darkest thing that my husband and I have ever been through.
Yeah.
But I have been able to look back the last 4 years, and I have been able to trace the hand of God in everything.
Yes.
The people that he has put in my path, what my son's story has accomplished. I feel like God gave me my son to help bring me back to him. And I've always been a Christian, but I think my faith was somewhat small. And I was a baby believer, and I have just grown so much as a Christian the last 4 years. And I have begun to truly understand God and the love of God and more of his character than I could have ever done without my son.
Yeah. Boy, you know, it's seems to be the story, Megan, from so many that we go through these tough things, these difficult, unexpected, unwanted, never something we would pick or choose, but we can make a decision at that moment how we're going to respond. And it sounds like over time you've chosen to respond and with more hope and spiritual growth in your life.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely am a believer that we experience God in the valleys, not in the peaks.
That's very true. Boy, you're right on that. I think sometimes when we're on the peak, we kind of sail along and we think everything is good. And because of us, all the good things we're doing and life is good and people around us are good and we love everything. And all of a sudden we get those oh no moments in life where the bottom kind of falls out. And then what are we hanging on to? Where is our hope built? Like the Martin Luther quote that said, everything done in this world is done by hope. You know, right now, if things are on top of the hill and you're feeling great, your hope is in maybe what? Everything going great? Your good health, your finances, your marriage, life, everything, until all of a sudden it feels like the bottom gets dropped out. And of course, Job was an example of that. That's the story of the guy back in the Old Testament where God kind of said to Satan, go ahead and do what you want in his life. Let's see what happens. And he at the bottom, Job chapter 7, he says, my days are running out. Running out of what? Running out of hope. Quicker than the thread of a fast-moving needle. It's kind of a word picture, isn't it? And he was feeling it, feeling hopeless. And like Job, maybe you're feeling that as well. But maybe unlike Job, it's starting to slip and you're starting to move away. And of course, that's not God's best for you, for sure. All right, let's go to next. Jesse's on the line in Michigan. What's going on in your life, Jesse?
I'm going through a lot right now in life, but in life in general, there's so many people that are hurting right now. And, you know, we need hope. We need hope. And I know God's going to return soon. And not even just in him returning, just in hope for financial stability, for the war-torn countries out there, for the kids. There's so much going on in life right now. So we need hope.
That's right, we do. One of the reasons the leadership team here made sure when you hear the little spots for the radio station, we talk about experiencing hope, that it's not only a reality of hope that we have in Christ, but we can also experience it. You know, it impacts how we live every day. So how can we pray for you in this new year? Sounds like you're going through some stuff. Is there any particular prayer request people can pray for you?
I'm in between jobs right now. So I'm at a job that the hours are getting cut and I'm, you know, financial stability, but there's so much going on in my life. My mom, there's so much going on in my life. I just need to stay focused on God and what he has planned for me. But just stability and focus.
Is there a person in your life that's difficult to love right now? In Dr. Randy's teaching, Love the Emotionally Sensitive, you'll learn how to care for emotionally struggling people while remaining healthy yourself.
How do we love an emotionally sensitive person? We are to be long-suffering. We're to be kind. Also, we've got to be intentional. If we're not intentional in dealing with a person, you're going to get sucked right into the emotionality of the relationship.
Start your year right and support Intentional Living with a monthly gift. When you do, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special New Year opportunity. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
And I want to say thanks to those of you who are supporting the ministry. And I know you have a lot of opportunities to support a lot of things. My wife and I do. We support a lot of great ministries, and I understand that. And I'm just asking you to think about and pray about if your support for the Intentional Living Ministry here, realizing that it's going out around the world through our podcast and, of course, online and through our radio programs on our network of radio stations. And we see lives being changed, people coming to Christ. And I'm particularly excited when I hear about young people who make these early decisions about living intentionally in Christ, changing the destiny of their family in the future, their kids, grandkids, and down the road, well beyond our own lifetime. And so your support is making that kind of difference in the life of somebody that you may not see this side of heaven. And that's a huge blessing. Thank you for doing that. You can go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and join us or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press number 2. All right, Rosie, thank you for calling from Arizona. What's your story?
Hi, Randy. I'm full of hope because God has given me so much healing from several mental illnesses, as well as healing my heart, one little stitch at a time, from the loss of my dear husband, David. I have hope because now I'm healthy enough that I'm an active member in my 12-step community and in my Church of Christ, and I have the energy and the wherewithal that I can read the Bible every day and get so much hope from doing that, Randy. Yeah.
What are some of the things you said, reading the Bible, what are other things, practical things that help you build your hope, strengthening your faith? What are things, the differences?
Well, working my 12-step program, because I'm like in our meeting house, we have a big sign on the wall that says hope is found here. And the 12-step program is founded on God's power. And so a lot of hope when I see God healing people from a bunch of pain. So I go to those meetings and I share my hope. And then in my Church of Christ, a lot of hope with connecting with people in Bible class or in worship. Those are some of the hopeful things. Listening to you guys, of course, and singing, singing some of the songs,
yeah.
Singing that praise, praising God. I do that, I live alone now, and as soon as I can remember in the morning when I wake up, praising God, like singing songs of praise.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing thing to me. Our ministry here, Family Life Radio, Intentional Life Media, our radio network, and it's true of many stations along our network here, when a song is played, how it impacts a person's life, it's an amazing thing. These story songs, stories of grace and hope and love and the transformation, I find our kids, grandkids, others singing along, and our own, I myself doing the same. What a powerful message, getting plugged into a church, being in a group where you're finding support. And so if you're feeling a little hopeless today, you've been given some good things to think about today. First, your relationship with Jesus Christ, being in the right community, telling yourself the truth, and then acting by faith every day. I tell you what, we're going to continue on. I'm going to record a show that's going to air next week. And if you want to share your hope story, how you've experienced hope and what difference it's made, it may not be, quote, dramatic, but it is for you. We want to hear it. Phone line is reopened for you at 888-888-1717. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, here to help you experience your life today the way God intended, and I hope we did that. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.